This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back to the NutraMedical Report, and have Dr. Elid here, Dr. Joe Elid. And it's interesting, we share a bit of heritage because we're both Syro-Lebanese and have, of course, our Christian Maronite background, which means we're also members of the Ephraimites, which are the 10 northern tribes, which includes the Kohanim. So we have some blood heritage there. Back with my family, we're staying for the last thousands of years in Bashkent, outside Beirut. My great uncle published in his publishing house in Beirut Khalil Gibran's book, The Prophet, which is a letter passed through my family for 2,000 years, prophesying the coming of a Mosaic prophet that would be one who would bring a wisdom of the nature of reality and the wisdom at the time of the end of the age. That person's me. Now, you may think, oh, he's arrogant saying that. No, this is the end of the world. As you know, it's not the end of the world, because God is going to rapture out evil, not good. And he's going to bring knowledge and true biology, true medicine, true science, to restore the years of Methuselah, Adam and Eve, which was lost with the fall. And he's going to restore, it's called the marriage supper of the Lamb. God is coming back to marry the human race, not just individuals like the Day of Mormon Church or anybody else like these global Satanists and so on. He's not coming back here to slay human race. He's here to rescue us. And part of that rescue is knowledge and wisdom. So today you have a very wise Christian doctor, a hospitalist, Dr. Joe Elid. Dr. Joe, you have some questions. I explained to you today two things. That no virus can transfer from any individual to another unless it's an exosome, which is a 500 nanoparticle, nanometer-sized particle that actually can carry the virus. Number two, basically we have to not use toxic vaccines, which create new substrains of the virus, which they genetically engineered to be a super weapon, which should only happen when it goes through an individual. So I'd like you to ask your questions today, because I want people to understand this knowledge is not out there. Dr. Kaufman, by the way, I'm going to put up his video and put up a little clip of it afterward. But he validated something I've known for years, that viruses, as particles float in the air, can't infect anybody. It has to be an exosome. When you're talking to your friend, your relative, or talking to your wife 2 feet away, you're exuding exosomes in your breath, and you're transferring genetic material, DNA, RNA, and peptides and enzymes to your son, your daughter, or your wife, or your person you're kissing or sharing food with. Believe it or not, when you walk through a forest, the exosomes and the particles are literally exuded by the trees are talking to your immune system to boost your immune system. It's already proven. Viruses can't infect anyone unless they're enwrapped in membranes and nanoparticles that allow them to literally exist and transfer. That's why vaccines are so freaking dangerous, because a vaccine program, especially with RNA and DNA and infected with viruses that are recombinant by genetic engineering, are nation slayers. They're the final solution to kill us and sterilize us by attaching the sigma 1 receptor to get ACE receptors in your testicles, your heart, your liver, your brain. It's literally the zombie apocalypse. Okay? People like Bill Gates and these other ones need to be brought before a military tribunal and executed. That's their solution. The final solution is to get rid of these people, and the rapture is coming. God's going to step by step take out these evil bastards, take out the evil medical community that's out there believes in lies, or that vaccines are safe. I can't believe what people are believing. And a lot of the medical profession have no background in pathology, infectious disease, intermediate metabolism, quantum biophysics. If they had to defend a medical PhD, they would never graduate, would they? Dr. Ely, go ahead. Hey, Dr. Ely, you're there. I can hear you. You're breathing. Go ahead. Is Dr. Ely? Yeah, Dr. Ely, are you still there?
Yep. Okay. Can you hear me now, Dr. Bill?
I can, yeah. Okay. You are now live worldwide. And by the way, let me make sure.
It's broken. Sorry about that. Anyway, yeah.
Okay, well, basically, I'm putting up here now. I want people to understand that what's going on here is the unveiling is literally the unveiling of truth. The unveiling of truth means we're starting to understand the real nature of health and disease. God's going to restore step by step the years of Methuselah to the population of Earth. He's given me a number of the keys, including my Red Deer Velvet DR, epigenetic frequency control. And now, the idea that the primary memory molecule that regulates memory and transfer to not only your immune system but your brain are microtubules, or micro, what we call exosomes, even inside your neurons. You know that non-local memory in your brain is actually exosomes? So you could already swallow an exosome and learn a language, for example. Believe it or not, non-local memory is a holographic, non-linear, stochastic, fuzzy logic, vortex mass, secreted dirty in RNA, DNA, and peptides. Actually, that's a solid-state form of memory. Is that cool? A similar system works in every cell in your body and every living thing, and in fact, that's why viruses attach to our cells, because they're the... If you go to a yard sale, the viruses are the yard sale guys. Over billions of years, God has punctuated recreation of us, and we're in a constant state of recreation. That's why even during your life, you're creating new DNA and new epigenetic control. Do you know that? You're making new subprograms to adapt to an environment that's changing. Increased radiation, demineralized food, genetically modified food, increased scalar radiation. All these things are putting stress on the body, and the body's trying to respond to it. And the body doesn't cope with it, you get sicker, weaker, and then you succumb by serious illness. And human lifespan now in America is contracting, not expanding. And the medical system is not saving people. The average person my age, 68, is on 12 drugs or more. Not just a few minor ones, you know, they're simple like a diuretic and stuff. They're on really bad stuff like HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors that's going to demyelinate their brain, block CoQ10, castrate them and make them get seriously ill. But people have to understand what's going on here. We're not using a systems approach to biology and what it is to be a living thing. And as a result, we're destroying the environment and we're destroying us. The human race, the contraction of our fertility, our IQ, our ability to even fight pandemics that they're creating in a laboratory to jump species. And they can only do it when they vaccinate. That's why the vaccine population in Wuhan, the vaccine population under the 1918-1917 Rockefeller Foundation for the typhus vaccine created the plague, because the exosomes secreted by the breath of those people infected were the vehicles in which the virus could infect you. A free virus vehicle in the air can't infect everybody, anybody, ever. There's no such thing as a free virus particle without it being wrapped in membranes and all those other things, because it can infect anything. Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting. So I got
it makes sense, doesn't it? Go ahead.
I got a couple questions. So hopefully the first two have shorter answers, because the other one's kind of a big one. So one, I had a specific question about Sigma-1. So these viruses are mutating very quickly. What is it that allows, biochemically, that allows Sigma-1 not to get mutated and to maintain its structure and its, you know, and its identity, essentially?
Real simple. If you had a lock and key to the castle and you can go in anytime you want and pull as much money as you want, you would not lose the key, or you'd replicate the key so you had extra copies. If you screw the key up, you can't get back in the castle. So there's been, as of a month ago in Germany, they found 106 versions. There's now 30 new versions mutating in northern China, including Jilin province. And the only area that doesn't mutate is the Sigma-1 protein, which was reverse engineered and designed by Dr. Lieber, using reverse engineering technology to attach it to the virus that they got from the animal lab in Australia that had the HIV genes already inserted in it. So the only area that doesn't mutate, because it's the lock and key to the castle. You can mutate hundreds of other mutations and create all kinds of different versions of it. The one area that won't change is the Sigma. Otherwise, the virus could never get in your cell.
Hmm?
Pardon me?
But I still don't understand the biochemical reason why that part of it doesn't mutate and everything else is able to...
No, it can't. If it mutated, the virus would never spread. See, let's put it this way. It's like a guy that one goes in and grabs money. If he's, and let's say he passes on to tons of his buddies, but the key he somehow is slightly defective, they go up to the castle to grab money, they can't get in, they can't replicate. So any virus is a mutation of the Sigma-1 protein, doesn't replicate itself and doesn't spread. It has to have maintained the actual maintenance of that Sigma-1 protein so it can infect human cells and infect other people. Period. No matter how many mutations are in other proteins It cannot mutate to single one, or it does not infect other humans, period, ever. So my vaccine, which is a neural vaccine, which is based on a capsule gel, takes the exosomes, after you train them in a dendritic cell, those trained, by the way, this protocol, I've used dendritic cell vaccines for 30 years in Germany and in Athens, and it's real simple. The dendrite cells are like your memory cells of your immune system. They're similar to how your axons work in your brain. Remember, your brain has three layers of memory. Facilitated pathways, neurotransmitters, and solid-state memory. Solid-state memory, at some point in the future, you'll literally be able to take a pill and learn a language. What do you think of that? And the exosome will transfer the language skills to your brain cells through your dendritic cell exosomes to your neurons. Is that cool or what?
There's a connection to speaking in tongues there.
Well, speaking in tongues is hyperdimensional language and reverse speech of your soul. So when you speak in tongues, you're actually talking reverse language because you're speaking in what's called astral speak, because you're crossing through the membrane between the physical world and the hyperdimensional world of negentropy, which is a realm of consciousness.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty? Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
All right, I tell you exactly. And we have, of course, Dr. Joe Elis here. Joe, you had a couple questions. We actually started to talk through the break there. The first one is how did the plague start? Well, 103 years ago, the Rockefeller Foundation, because a lot of people were dying of typhus, funded the vaccine program, and it was actually the early stage of USAMRID, and they decided to use a pig farm at Fort Lupton, Kansas, where they actually had humans that had human flu. They injected human blood into the pigs to actually create a typhus vaccine. And the typhus vaccine, when they injected it in our troops, they're trying to create an anti-typhus antibody to protect them against typhus, but what happened is that actually they created a recombinant version of the virus, and the people that had the injection then created exosomes, so when they breathed or coughed on people, as they had respiratory infections because it went to grow in their deep lungs, they then spread it. So my grandmother's brother, now I had people I argued with, like Chua, said there's no such thing as a viral spread of da-da. Look, Chua, you don't know any pathology, okay? You're an idiot, all right? Sorry. Dr. Kaufman is a pathologist. He understands that viruses cannot spread to anyone except as they're in an exosome. Period. Okay? There's no and, yes, or buts. You can't have a virus particle floating through the air as basically a chunk of DNA or RNA. It's going to attach and do anything. It doesn't do a freaking thing. Dies very quickly. Now, if it's an exosome because you vaccinated somebody, and what they did is they actually inadvertently created this, and they tried to reproduce it, even drug out people. In the 1950s, they couldn't succeed because the bodies were decayed. So we got somebody in the early 70s, and actually exhumed bodies from the permafrost in Alaska. They couldn't reverse engineer it for about 10, 15 years, and they actually reverse engineered the virus and realized, oh my God, it does a lot of the same things as our current little bug that's killing a lot of people. So this virus is a combination. I've done 6 interviews with Dr. Francis Boyle. This is not a spontaneous lab virus, didn't occur in the wild, and not somehow jump species, as some morons out there say. I watched on YouTube and hear all these blah, blah, blah. Shut the hell up. This virus, they actually specifically engineered with Dr. Lieber in Harvard to reverse engineer the Sigma 1 protein using 3D modeling, which he's a master at with a 1,000 intelligence program. He's in jail now. Son of a bitch is in jail for taking money from National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, Harvard University, and the 1,000 Intelligence Program, and the Communist Chinese. And we allowed it, and we funded with Fauci and the Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and all of our agencies, Fatal Drugs Allowed, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, the World Horrors Organization, United, the UN, to unwrap the human race and destroy most of us, the UN nation, the UN. People don't realize these people are globalist eugenicists. None of these things, including, by the way, going back to the Black Death, it's real simple how to figure out what happened. A rat transferred blood into a human like an injection by a bite. The rat had viruses in it that recombined inside the person and created a new recombinant. The person then conspired through their stool, their bodily fluids, exosomes, and infected other people. That's how plagues start. Now, the only way you can do it in modern times, when you have good hygiene, is if you vaccinate them, which is why Bill Gates says the final solution, and he actually said it in his videos, is vaccines. The only way you can transfer a virus is an exosome, which means if you even have a cloth mask, these are 500 nanoparticle-sized particles. They're big. You do not need a NIOSH mask except if you're dealing with somebody really sick and you don't want to transfer anything to them, like in a hospital or whatever, or you're close to somebody that you know is really ill. You need an NIOSH mask and an eye visor, as well as you probably should be in a moon suit, to be honest with you, and a hazmat suit. But the fact is, the virus can get in your eyes or whatever, so you as a doctor need an eye visor, not just a little shield, and you need an NIOSH mask if you're working with sick people. But beyond that, if you're out in the public, a cloth mask will stop 500 nanoparticle-sized particles, and if you're, and we're not talking about 6 feet, this is BS, okay? So these nanoparticle exosomes can go many feet. If you cough, you can have an exosome travel 29 feet. You know that? Now, if you have a little mask on you, you're not going to get sick, especially if you take our nutraceuticals like Neutrodyne, Alcimed, NutriSilver, etc. If you take things to protect your mitochondria like cell detox, glutathione, things to protect your mitochondria, vitamin D and zinc, okay, which inhibits RNA polymerase. This was designed to be a eugenic system.
My next question.
Go ahead.
I think you know, many roads can lead to the same place. So
right. My
question is, we have been using plasma from survivors of acute illness on acutely ill people that don't seem to be doing well. And we're seeing some improvement with these, you know, administrations.
Right. Very simple, because you're transferring exosomes and their plasma directly to people that are sick, and those exosomes go to their dendritic cells and go to their TMB cells and actually go to their nervous system, too. People don't realize there's a continuity between every cell in your body and even your CNS. Did you know that? When you're actually breathing on someone and you're talking to them, they're breathing, and not only you're talking to their brain, you're talking to them in spirit words with reverse speech. You're talking DNA and RNA in your breath that they inhale and goes into their body. You're transferring genetic material. Did you know that when you talk to somebody with a few feet away?
That's cool. Yeah, so that's, I have another question about that. But the question I want to really ask here is, you know, these people that are recovering and were able to use their plasma to help other people recover too, it's kind of a two-part question. Are those people immune to the virus now? And can anybody get immunity to this virus if they have been taking good care of their bodies?
Well, first off, if you get a subclinical infection, you're going to develop exosomes that will prevent you from letting the virus replicator go on. So people that get subclinical infections, probably for every person that gets sick, there's 5 to 10 people that actually have subclinical infections don't even have fever. They found out, for example, you don't even have to get a fever, but up to 30% of the people that ended with microvascular problems in the hospitals in New York actually didn't even get a fever. They just got microcirculatory problems and even clots. But there's a lot of people subclinically. And, you know, I know the tests are not valid. You know, we have these PCR tests and immunoglobulin tests that are picking up a lot of false negatives and false positives. But it's my guess that this virus, just like 1918, the first and second waves, the second wave occurred because they kept on vaccinating with a typhus vaccine. If we stop vaccinating and just keep vitamin D and zinc and my Nutrimeds, the virus will disappear because people will transfer the exosomes by just breathing on each other in close contact, not 6 feet away, but talking to each other, by simply taking nutraceuticals and their immune system learning how to deal with the virus, because the virus will come in, they'll get a subclinical infection, they might not even get a fever, their body will say, hey, don't let this virus replicate, and develop exosomes and transfer it to the T and B cells. So a number of people with healthy immune systems are simply going to build up immunity like in Sweden. Why don't they have an explosion of cases? It's because they're building herd immunity through natural means, which we have because we've lived with other organisms for billions of years. Okay?
What you're saying is, so the answer to the question is yes, basically.
Yes. And then the idea is we're doing everything wrong. Lockdown actually increases the risk of lowering immunity, keeping out of sunlight, keeping out of close physical contact, so someone who is sick, who can literally breathe on you, their exosomes, and my chance for immunity to you just by breathing and talking to you. Is that cool or what? So in other words, someone who's recovered a month afterward and doesn't have it in their stool or their whatever, they don't have virus, you know, big levels, their exosomes in their breast might actually make you better by breathing as you're talking to them. Is that cool or what?
The breath of life.
Yeah. If people have to understand, we consider ourselves individuals, but we are a herd. We're an organism, and the planet Earth itself is a higher-level organism. The entire planet is one organism, and we're part of that organism. And the human race is an organism. That's why we have to provide health to every individual on Earth, whether they're Chinese or Ecuadorian or whatever. And we need to make sure that things are natural, affordable, and systems like Dr. Shiva Madaya, not interventionary. Yeah, we have to do interventions, but maybe hyperbaric oxygen if you're end of life. That's it.
Really Trust, a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signs an executive order aimed at curbing the power of social media giants such as Twitter and Facebook.
My executive order calls for new regulations under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act to make it that social media companies that engage in censoring or any political conduct will not be able to keep their liability shield. That's a big deal.
Police chiefs across the country are speaking out after the murder of George Floyd. Detroit Police Chief James Craig is condemning the actions of the Minneapolis police officers. Craig is also calling for the officers to be arrested.
And certainly when you look at cowardly act by this Minneapolis police officer, and then those who were complicit and just stood there, horrible.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC, and the Dow lost 148 points on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Many folks were disappointed after the SpaceX launch had to be rescheduled for Saturday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Yesterday's scheduled launch of a SpaceX rocket with two U.S. astronauts aboard had to be scrubbed because of bad weather around Cape Canaveral, Florida. NASA's Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley will get a second chance on Saturday to become the first humans launched into space from U.S. soil since the space shuttle program ended in 2011. They're to head to the International Space Station.
President Trump was on hand yesterday and says he'll be in attendance again on Saturday. Two Republican senators are proposing a ban on issuing visas to Chinese graduate students and researchers in science and technology fields. Senator Tom Cotton and Marsha Blackburn are arguing that blocking Chinese students and researchers from receiving visas in STEM fields would protect American ingenuity. The bill does have a few exceptions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibos. Now with orders to stay at home.
Ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Now, I did my training before I went to medicine in marine bacteriology and intermediate metabolism and genetics. And where do we go wrong in medicine? First off, the way the hierarchical system works, and I like to be sarcastic. You see, I have a platinum plaque intellectually on my wall. It's not physically on the wall, but intellectually on my wall, called a galactic PIA. Pain in the ass certificate, which means I'm going to ask questions that are going to make everybody, including myself, angry, because you have to empty yourself of your operary assumptions if you're going to actually get figured out by asking questions and make you realize we're dumb and stupid as crap. So when I went to medical school, they tell us about the germ theory, and the germ theory is a virus is to infect you. We are surrounded by organisms. For example, if the probiotic organisms in your gut save us. If you have an animal and the mommy animal doesn't give colostrum to the baby animal is going to die. Did you know that? So if a deer or a cattle or whatever doesn't give their probiotic organisms, we're a ecology. The ecology of our gut. Do you know our gut makes a lot of the anti-cancer hormones, vitamin K2, a lot of other things that actually stop heart disease? So if your gut's screwed up, you're going to get screwed up. Because your gut organisms actually make a lot of things that allow you to live. When we walk through a forest, the exosomes of the forest actually tell our immune system, hey, wake up. It's time to breathe in deeply. Wake up those immune cells, T and B cells. Don't let the cancers take over your body. Don't block those arteries off. Make vitamin K2. Guess what? That's people understand we're an organism. We have to interact with each other. When we breathe and talk to each other, we actually are transferring genetic information, not just physical information. But when we breathe on each other and we're a foot or two away, we're kissing or sharing food or whatever, we're sharing genetic material. Is that cool or what? And we thought we got off the track, for example, and think, well, a bacteria can affect us. Look, We have tons of bacteria. If you add the average person, how many different organisms do you think you have growing in the average person's skin? 200 organisms. They don't cause problem because our immune system is constantly taking care of them. It's most dust mites or other organisms. In your lungs, it's all a battlefield. For example, there's strep pneumonia and all kinds of other bugs ready to pounce on you if your defenses fall. It's almost like America. If our defenses fall, we'll be swarmed by communist Chinese. It's that simple. They're scared out of their minds, so the Russians. They don't want to invade, they don't want to die. So they don't invade. The same thing in their body. If you have a healthy immune system and the virus invades, the body says, hey, I see something I don't like. I'm going to create an exosome, transfer that memory to my T and B cells, and not let it get into the virus, into the body, and start replicating itself. It's that simple. And by the way, when these companies like Erasmus made monoclonal antibodies, it's not monoclonal antibodies, otherwise they'd extract a monoclonal antibody from the peripheral out of their plasma, and they give that to the people for treatment. No, it's exosomes and the survivors and transfer the, it's like a little sub-program, taking that little kind of memory stick and sticking it into the little interface inside your dendritic cells and transferring it to your P and B cells and your nervous system, by the way. It's not just your immune system, it's your nervous system. So then you download that subroutine and says, recognize this guy's a bad guy. In other words, it's got a picture of him on a screen, it's got his fingerprints or his bone scan or whatever you want to call it, like if he's a criminal. And the immune system is very clever. It's an AI system. It's been there forever. That's how we are an organism that can survive with billions of bugs around us and in us and everywhere. Millions of organisms. So this idea is somehow...
to the phrase, the winners write the history books.
Right. Now the problem is, you see, people say, well, Dr. Deagle, how smart are you? I say, well, when they graded my IQ in grade 9, it was so far above 200 they couldn't measure it. Now, I don't believe in this word IQ. I think it's BS. I believe in this thing called a curiosity quotient, which is why I'm building one over on the Play an Iron. And I can train somebody, even when I was precepting students who were failing, I make them A and B students here. In a matter of weeks, somebody said, what do you do, a brain transplant? No, I did a thought transplant. I made them how to start using their brain. And I can also give you new supplements to improve your brain. People have neurotransmitter problems like Asperger's syndrome, ADD, ADHD, and dementia, or these other conditions. By the way, the number one cause of death in Britain now is dementia, a form of mitochondrial dysfunction of astrocytes. What do you think is going on? Stealth pathogens, vaccines. If you have the vaccine for the flu, you have a 300% increased risk of the flu vaccine. If you have the vaccine for measles, mumps, rubella, which contains oncoviruses, going back to American monkeys, and some of these vaccines are monkey kidney cells or aborted babies, they carry stealth viruses. If you had the MMR vaccine in the published research, 337% increased risk of Hodgkin's and non-Hodgkin lymphoma. You never had measles, but you got the MMR vaccine. Okay? Vaccines are the pathway to death and destruction. Now, my oral vaccine system is, I call them EduCaps. I don't even want to call it a vaccine. It's basically educating yourself to say, hey, recognize the Sigma-1 protein. Don't let a cell that has this, a virus has this come into the body, attack and destroy it, or whatever. It's that simple. Same with autoimmunity, same with cancer. Cancer is a dysfunctional immune system where they don't have the right subroutine to recognize a cancer cell. Every day you make hundreds of cancer cells, your body gets rid of them. When one or two get out of hand and start replicating and suppress your immune system, develop a fibronectin capsule, same with autoimmunity. You have a stealth pathogen, the peptides look exactly like your body proteins, your body's immune system goes haywire, thinks, that's a pathogen. No, it's a protein for your gut wall or your brain, your myelin sheath, whatever. Autoimmunity, all these diseases have the same genesis. Dysfunctional loss of proper information and subroutines to handle them. Infection, autoimmunity, and cancer have the same root. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
The same root. And when you take plasma from somebody who survived, it's not monoclonal antibodies, it's exosomes. It's downloading the program to say, hey, recognize this virus and don't let it get in or replicate. It's that simple. Is that wild?
You know, so are you saying that the tests that we have for viruses are actually testing for exosomes?
No, they don't. What they do is they want to test for three things. They test PCR, and there's four different subclasses of coronavirus, which means the test is useless. They test for antibodies.
I mean for any virus that we've ever tested for. I mean...
They're testing for and they're testing for
the paradigm of how we're thinking about, you know,
testing
particles. And
firstly, a PCR test that says a substrate needs to grow a coronavirus substrate changes color. This is a useless test. If you do an antibody test, It tests for any coronavirus, which means it's going to be false positives and negatives, and it tests for antibodies. And the IgM antibody, which is the immediate one, shows up for 24 to 72 hours. It can be 3 to 6 weeks before it shows up. And the IgG can take 2 to 4 months. That's friggin' useless for case tracking. Then they want to do an antigen test, which, by the way, in the studies they've already done, the sigma-1 protein antigen tests are negative 30% of the time because you're not growing enough sigma-1 protein for the antigen test in 30 minutes to be positive. Okay, really? And they're measuring sigma-1 protein in your nose, okay? So you got to understand, see, Dr. Diggle's not an average genius. I'm a super genius, and I look at BS and I say, oh, my God, it smells like hell. It smells like not, by the way, the worst manure is not cow manure or horse manure or whatever. It is moose manure. This is moose manure, intellectually, okay? There's nothing worse on the earth than moose manure, okay? And people say, well, you think you know everything. I said, challenge me, some bitch. I'm going to put you in an intellectual lock hold, and I'm going to make you tap out. And why? Because I don't want to see the human race die from stupid vaccines and stupid medicine and stupid ecology and 5G network. And by the way, these are co-toxins. For God's sake, stop 5G and 6G. For God's sake, stop dirty electricity. For God's sake, stop building buildings with toxic chemicals, putting pesticides on our food, adding GMO, which the body can't recognize as real food, and putting minerals from the Dead Sea back in. Like I've got minerals going in my garden from the Dead Sea. You got to remineralize. It's a Sabbath. Minerals is a Sabbath in your cells. Without the Sabbath, there's no rest biologically. It said in the Bible that the land even vomited up the Israelis because they wouldn't let the land Sabbath. That's because the agrobacterium fixed the minerals in the soil so the plants actually had vitamins and mineral contents so people could be healthy. People don't understand this, do they? Simple biblical principles, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Dr. Bill, I do think that some people are picking up on some of these things, but I think it's taking a very long time. For example, I sent one of the articles I sent you, let me finish. One of the articles I sent you, the CDC actually did this study, which is really surprising, and they published it, which is even more surprising, but it's from like 5 or 6 years ago, but they looked at the flu shot recipients and they compared people that got it every single year to people that got it anywhere from every 2 to 5 years. And you can probably guess which one got infected with the flu less.
One every year. It gets suppressed your immune system.
Yeah, it was
we know that. That was a
group that actually did better. And
that's right.
And the guidelines did not change. So it seems like the CDC is...
We're going to break now, but we're going to break. It was presented to the Canadian Parliament 4 or 5 years ago, and they proved that it's correct. You're absolutely correct.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Online at 8.
Strike the pose.
And we're coming back. So, Dr. Ian, now, so you understand now you're getting a kind of an update on video. First off, if you want to measure someone's health, the best test overall is a quantum test machine called a Biophilia Tracker 3, and the new one now is called the Intruder. Then you follow it up with blood tests. You want to look at your gene SNPs with a Janine analysis. The best one that does that is a basically Great Plains Laboratory, also Pathway Genomics. You want to look at intermediate metabolism. You want to look at the full range of antibody levels. You want to look at toxicology, 18 different classes of toxic environmental chemicals in the environment that are affecting your genes. I can do that through specific laboratories. I can direct doctors if they don't know where labs to do it, so they can become a telemedicine doctor. To be honest with you, every doctor needs to have not only a practice but telemedicine, so they can say, hey, I can use this lab. These are federally certified labs by top doctors here in this country or in Europe or overseas that can actually certify exactly what I'm saying or imaging studies, just like electron microscopy. For example, if I was going to test someone to say, did you have any, I don't want to do a quickie blood test. I want to draw their blood, send off their plasma, take their exosomes in an animal model or whatever, and show they can kill the virus. Mm-hmm. I want a live functional test to say this is viral killing capacity in their T and B cells. I don't want to hear just an antibody level. You might have antibodies, it might mean nothing. When they did the SARS-1 vaccine, they tested antibody levels and they had binding antibodies. You know what happened? They exposed the animals and humans after they gave them the mRNA of the SARS-1 and the Ebola vaccines. You know what the vaccine did when they did expose them to the real virus? They had a cytokine storm that killed them. You know why? Because these doctors are dumb as shit. Excuse my English. They don't understand biology, okay? Antibodies don't mean a damn thing. It means, does your immune system have the ability to seek and destroy with a activated macrophage, big eater cell, with superoxide radical 100 million degrees? Antibodies just tag it like a green laser. They don't do a damn thing. No antibody kills anything, okay? You might have competent to chew a little of the membrane. Unless you have superoxide radical 100 million degrees of temperature of the corona of the sun, nothing freaking happens. Nothing. And then when it's chewed up and broken up, macrophage just surrounds the little fragments and goes, and eats it and digests it, okay? It breaks it down to its little micro fragments. People don't understand. This is biology. You can go to a pathologist and talk to one, you know, and they say, well, hey, the pathologists know everything. You know, they try to convince me, go into pathology, Deagle. You're too smart to be a regular doctor. I said, shut the hell up. I went into medicine to find the cause of diabetes. which, by the way, is a skeletal muscle insulin resistance disorder that starts with a loss of copper zinc SOD1. Did you know that? Does any of your doctors know what causes diabetes? I do. I know why the Pima Indians and the people that are in Mongolia have diabetes, because they live in an environment where they had a lot of copper and zinc in their diet. They can go very long distances. Their bodies could use fatty acids for fuel, so they can go between one, you know, place hundreds of miles eating almost nothing and surviving their fat. That's why the Pima Indians 300 years ago, if they were actually in our Olympics today, would probably beat most of the Olympians. But today, at 40 years of age, they're obese, diabetic, in renal failure, and going blind. Because their biology in our world is killing them. Just like if you take
they
people
were
from...
They're supposed to be eating the cactuses, the perfectly prepared meat is hypoglycemic. I mean, there's
exactly, yeah.
They're not eating what they should be eating, but yeah.
Right. So if you take a person out of their native environment, their native animals and plants and cactus juice and everything else, and you give them white man's food, I took care of, listen, this is back to Dr. Moskovitz. He was a biochemist and a cardiologist, 1977, that's a long time ago, and he thought, Deagle, you're so smart, I want you to be my resident. I was resident in internal medicine, Vancouver General, University of British Columbia, which, by the way, the Vancouver General is the second largest health institution in the world after the Erlenska in Sweden. Did you know that? Vancouver General. Huge freaking place. Huge. Bigger than anywhere in New York or Chicago or anywhere. And we did blood tests, and I did hundreds of them. And we had Eskimos in Northwest Territories, and guess what? They had average cholesterols of 3,000 to 4,000, and they were stocky, but none of them were fat. None of them had blocked arteries. When you take their blood out, it would separate into the puppy phase on the top, like looked like the old style milk before it got homogenized.
Mm-hmm.
They did not have white man's food. They had a little pouch on their belt with narwhal blubber that has vitamin C in the form of liposomal, you know, ascorbic acid and fatty acids, or EPA, DHA. They had antioxidants in their diet. They had no white man's bread, no white man's alcohol, no white man's peas or carrots or canned food. And guess what? They never got heart disease or dementia, none. And they didn't get any cancer.
Well, and it's just like LDL. You know, the LDL test is so outdated. They're not looking
it's obscene.
At LDL, right?
Well, you know what? It's very simple. You want to kill a macrophage? Oxidized cholesterol to make 9 neuronal hydroxycholesterol. I can measure the antibodies. I worked with Sil Broughton, a British biochemist at Yale Labs 25, 30 years ago. I can take your blood and measure your antibodies at Yale Labs in Los Angeles, 1990s, and tell you you've got antibodies against oxidized cholesterol, or I can do a fatty acid profile and say, what's your profile, say, to Meridian Valley Labs, to see if you have pro-inflammatory fats. If you eat animal meat, for example, that's fed grains, it's going to have massively high levels of inflammatory arachidonic acid. If you eat grass-fed beef, it's a different species. I will not freaking touch anything other than grass-fed beef. My wife's making stuff today, grass-fed. It's a completely different species. The fatty acid profile will not frick up your arteries or your brain.
My patients drop their jaws when I tell them that omega-3s are not made by fish. You know, that's why you can get tilapia from China that is horrible for you, because they don't feed them algae. They feed them, you know, grains.
Right. That's why when we have a grain-fed animal,
it comes from green plants.
Exactly. So you got to understand this, people. Everything you're told, and I call it the liocracy. And you know what? One of the things about me, you know, my first word was when I was a child, because I used to whistle at ladies. I like ladies with sexy legs, even at a year of age. That's why I was a little precocious. But at a year, my first word wasn't mommy or daddy. My first word was no. I knew adults when they're bullshitting me, and I'd say no to them. I really made adults mad even when I was 2 and 3. By the time I was 6 and 7 in grammar school, I ticked off all the nuns. They were like, oh, watch over Billy. Right through grammar school, middle school, high school, university, medical school, residency, I've dealt with the stupidest human race with their head intellectually, that their contortion is so far up the rectum intellectually they haven't seen daylight intellectually for decades. People are like,
you know,
oh my God, they
shut down any. You know, the best way to shut down any grand rounds you ever go to with the one question that you can ask?
What?
Do you know what it is, Dr. Bill?
What?
Were any of these studies controlled for optimal human nutrition? And the answer will always be no.
No, not only that.
All of the studies wrong.
Not only that, they don't even have a unified thing. When you have Wistar rats, they have similar genetics. The genetics of people in the study don't have similar genetics, and they have different nutrition. What the hell do you expect?
Yeah.
You don't control all the other variables. What do you expect? Now, if I was going to do a test for someone to have immune competence once I've given my vaccine, it wouldn't be a blood test for antibodies or monoclonal antibodies or whatever crap. It would be to take their blood, take their plasma, and separate their exosomes, and put it into an animal like a mouse and see if it kills the virus. You can put the virus into the mouse and say, did the virus particle survive and the mouse get sick, or did the mouse live? Be happy? Happy mouse, happy person. How's that?
Yeah, Dr. Bill, I got such a huge question mark in my brain about exosomes. I really want to get some material, some dependable material.
I want you to go search on it, and I'm gonna put together a PowerPoint here in the next few days over the weekend. I'm gonna include clips like from Dr. Kaufman and other places. I've been working on this for decades. Okay, people need to understand the model for what we call the germ model is wrong. Now, people like Dr. Truwat's completely wrong, saying you can't spread it by that, blah, 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 blah. No. You can have exosomes spread in someone's breath or up to 20 feet or so. So that's kind of crap. This idea of 6 feet is made. Dr. Burke saying you got to have social distancing. How about social distancing as for freaking frontal lobes? She's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
If you have even a cloth mask that gets 500 nanometer sized particles, it can't go down your airway. And if you can't cough in somebody else's face and transfer exosomes of the virus containing the ability to attach to the single one protein, you can infect someone else. That's why simply wearing a simple cloth mask will cut the virus down. You don't have to be 6 feet apart. Now, if you're working with somebody like yourself in a hospital, you need to have like a moon suit, eye visors, and an NIOSH mask and all that crap.
I got airtight visors that are coming on Amazon pretty soon here. So
yeah, we got the best ones. We got little ones. We have a really good price too. It's only $19.95 for our little Google visors. You just snap them over your eyes, boom, and it's sealed nice and tight. They're cheap. We sell them separate too from our first line kit. People have to understand, this isn't my first rodeo, but I am a galactic pain in the ass. If you think Dr. Deagle knows everything, challenge me. Ask me a question about anything. How to stop earthquakes, volcanoes, how to redirect and create a space force field so the asteroid won't hit us in 9 years. Ask me a question how to fix the economy and stop the health collapse of our world. Guess what? My God is God, and I'm his prophet. If you don't think this is real and the end of the world, you're not paying attention. This is not a rehearsal, people. This is the first pangs, and the tribulation starts in months, not years. God help us all if you don't listen. Because I will be your angel of life if you listen and take supplements, or I will be your angel of death if you spit on me and disrespect me. Because it's not my words, it's the words from my Maker, the Creator God. How's that? Take care, everyone. Hear the words and be saved.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole...
Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.